From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggio-Pinto. A second case of COVID-19 has been announced by the Utah Department of Health and the Weber Morgan Health Department. Officials say the person has a presumptive positive diagnosis of the infection from coronavirus, and those results will be sent to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for confirmation. The infected person is described as older than 60, a resident in the Weber Morgan Health District, and who had recently traveled extensively outside the United States. The patient is in serious but stable condition at Intermountain Health's McKay D. Hospital in Ogden. IHC officials say they've engaged protocols to ensure safety for other patients and staff. State health officials are contacting and testing Brigham Young University basketball fans who sat near a person infected with COVID-19 at a game prior to his infection being diagnosed. The university said yesterday the man of Davis County had mild symptoms, and the risk that the virus was transmitted widely at the February 22nd game against Gonzaga is low. A bill aimed at cracking down on teen vaping in Utah died in a committee hearing yesterday. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports.
The bill would have banned flavored e-cigarettes from all stores except tobacco specialty ones, which you have to be at least 21 to enter. The bill's sponsor, Democratic Representative Jen Daly Provo, eased those restrictions on Monday and changed the bill to allow other stores to sell menthol-flavored e-cigs. She says House leadership told her it would not pass without that change, but it still failed.
It baffles me that with youth use rates as high as they are, that we just can't get it done.
Dave Davis is with the Utah Retail Merchants Association.
I don't think this is a surprise to the representative, but we don't support this bill in its current form.
He says the association wanted an exception for new tobacco products with a federal designation that allows them to be marketed, which Daily Provo refused. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
A bill to create a state homelessness director gained approval from the Utah House last night, 41-32, but critics of the bill say it gives too much power to one person. That director would coordinate homeless services throughout the state and approve all funding for them. Republican Representative Kim Coleman is sponsoring the bill.
We haven't seen as much movement as we'd like to see or that we can see. We need to remove the leadership from a body that is naturally conflicted.
Currently, a board made up of the lieutenant governor and six mayors, among other members, oversees homeless services. Now that bill moves on to the Senate. A bill that would require the state to review scientific data on the side effects of puberty-blocking drugs failed in the Utah House of Representatives. The drugs are used by transgender kids to, quote, pause puberty. The bill is sponsored by Republican Representative Brad Daw. He had intended to push a bill banning the drugs and other hormone therapy and surgery for minors, but abandoned that effort in favor of this bill. Daw says he wants lawmakers to have more data before making policy regulating the drugs. A state bill to study the cost of diverting water from the Green River to the Wasatch Front is headed for a final vote in the Senate, but water conservation advocates say the potential project is misguided. From KUER's Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger has more.
Representative Joel Ferry, a Brigham City Republican, is carrying the bill. It directs the State Division of Water Resources to update a study from 2002 that found a pipeline would cost between $200 and $400 million in today's dollars. Water conservationists say the high cost of the project and concerns about overappropriation of the Colorado River make diverting a tributary like the Green River a bad idea, and that Ferry's bill encourages it. Zach Frankel is with the Utah Rivers Council.
It's like proposing a coal-fired power plant in the middle of Salty Valley. The only difference is people don't know enough about water to understand how ridiculous that proposal is.
But Ferry says his bill, which passed out of committee yesterday, provides lawmakers with information so they can make better decisions.
It is expensive. I don't disagree. And it may never happen. But just to have updated numbers is not, I don't think, is a bad thing.
According to the Division of Water Resources, Utah can only divert 20,000 more acre-feet of water from the Colorado River. That's equivalent to the amount of water used by 100,000 urban residents each year. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
And I'm Diane Maggio-Pinto, KUER News.